Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get today's show started, I got to remind you that Carnival of Combat is just around the corner. Saturday, November 4th, myself versus Tim Butterly, 3 rounds of action, a boxing match for the ages, plus a lot of other incredible action as well, including Crack Amico versus Dylan and the co-main event, Alex Stein versus Mike Harrington. Bunch of other fights, fan fights as well. Go to carnivalofcombat.com to grab tickets, to watch the pay-per-view, or to sign up for the fights yourself. Carnival of Combat, happening Saturday, November 4th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Go to carnivalofcombat.com right now for tickets.
They had the three. Yeah. They had like a witch, a ghost, and some... There we go.
But I'm Boo yeah, those are like trick
Boo buckets.
Boo buckets.
Boo buckets.
That does sound racist. It does. We all had some boo buckets when we were kids. What did they give out? Was it McDonald's would give you cookies, I believe. It was like little like sugar cookies.
It really does sound cookies. Like they, something they had to tell Colonel Sanders, like, that's too far. You can't call them boo buckets.
Boo like, buckets? What's wrong with boo buckets?
Hey, they love chicken, baby.
I love chicken, man. Buy my special sauce in the boo bucket. It's like, what's wrong with the boo bucket?
Colonel, just one notch too far. They're going to figure it out.
They'd be boo like, bucket. Hey, man, it's Kentucky, man. It's going to kill.
Listen, mate, this is going to catch on like wildfire. Boo bucket. It's right in the name.
It's right in the name.
It sounds like something you yell out of a car with, though.
You got damn boo buckets.
I got called the boo bucket on my way to work.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys! It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. How y'all doing? I'm here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
That's me. How are you?
Good. Have two guests we're waiting on right now, and neither of them are here.
We don't want to draw any details.
Yeah. Two guests.
Two perfectly cromulent guests.
These guys, they're so funny when they're on time.
Such guests.
Yeah. But that's okay. I was going to wait, and then I was like, I'm not going to wait. I decided I'm the show. You're the show. This is like, I don't need guests to make an interesting podcast. Shannon, why is the website not loading right now? I'm simply trying to load the website. Is there an issue?
No, I'm streaming good right here.
Shannon, you tell me there's an issue today, we're going to actually have problems.
I am streaming on my computer here. Okay, good. And no one's complaining in the chat.
There we go. That's all we need. We're good. Anyway, welcome to the Gas Digital Network Wednesday show, Real Ass Podcast. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat. Here we go. Now it loaded. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat. All the subscribers. If you guys have not subscribed, go subscribe. Use that promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. This podcast alone has over 1,000 episodes that are all uncensored and ad-free that are all available in one place that you can't get anywhere else. We also do a premium episode once a week. So we do two that go to YouTube and iTunes. And then there's one episode that is exclusive for Gas Digital. So if you guys want to get the whole picture here at the Real Ass Podcast, you got to go subscribe to Gas Digital. You also get access to the racist live chat, which is always a lot of fun. Real Ass Motherfuckers says, fuck Ian and Jordan. Not Ian and Jordan. It's Godfrey and Derek Gaines.
Close, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah. They. It would be nice if they were here, but it's okay. I'm not going to hold it against them. At least Godfrey said he was going to be 15 minutes late and then just didn't show up.
Yeah. I did ask for an updated ETA, but never heard from
nothing,
him again.
Nothing. The disrespect. Our fans are racist. You know,
it's not helping.
We're trying to extend an olive branch, and here they are.
Derek is usually on time.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay, Shannon. Look, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. I don't have notes. Why wouldn't I? Look, I like Shannon's disappointed look on her face, too. That was nice.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
Last night, I went out for drinks with Big J and Christine. Me and Big J and Christine rarely get together. And it was my girlfriend, too. It wasn't just like a little weird three-way cuck situation. And we went out to a place called Shinji's, which is a dope-ass drink spot here in New York City. Thank you very much, Shannon. The bill comes out, $900. $900 for drinks and like snacks, right? I challenge him to a rock, paper, scissor off. Loser pays the bill. High stakes. High stakes.
I thought you just had snacks.
I was high and we had a steak. Your boy beat him. 2-0, rock, paper, scissors. Jay had to pay the whole fucking bill. $200 tip on top of it.
Oof.
Oh, it hurt.
It's the fingerless gloves slow him down so you can see where he was going with it.
I saw exactly what he was doing, dude. Yeah. It was delightful.
Yeah. It's like running with a weighted vest.
We did that recently. We played credit card roulette on the road when we did the Legion of Skanks tour, or all the meals we did it. Because we were feeding the producers as well. So me, Dave, and Jay would fucking do credit card roulette. And yeah, dude, that is a fucking, it is terrifying in that moment. Dude, I was like, dude, this is going to be a fucking $1,100 bill that I'm going to have to fucking pay for. I'm going to have to fucking eat.
And go home hungry.
And I know, it's just like little snacks. Not even fucking a good big fucking meal. Just tiny little snacks. They were fucking delicious, though.
What'd you have?
I had a caviar hand roll.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
I had a bunch of different hand rolls, and then we had steak tartare, and fucking, it was just delightful. Just delightful. Fucking high-end little fucking spot. Pull up Shinji's, Shannon. Pull up Shinji's. People should go to this place. If you guys are ever in New York City, there's only 6 tables in the entire place. It's like super exclusive. You got to make a reservation, and it was fucking really like a badass spot. This, if you want to impress a bitch, yeah, dude, this is it. Yeah, this is the entire place. Yeah, there's the caviar hand roll, dude. That's me right there, dude. Delicious.
That looks like your dick.
It looks just like my dick, especially with the bubbles on top and the fucking tricolor. Shannon, what is this new drug that's out? This is a miracle drug. Did you see this?
What drug?
Zach, this is a goddamn miracle drug.
It's called doxycycline.
Doxycycline. Oh, Benjamin in the Racist live chat says you've talked about this place at least 3 times. Benjamin, I've never talked about, maybe I did. Did I talk about this place? Shinji's? I don't think I've talked about Shinji's. I've only gone twice.
Yeah, I don't remember you talking about it.
I did talk about it. You know why? Because I talked about the dirtiest martini with the cocaine.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
That's the place. All right, so fine. I fucking talked about the place, cocksucker. So I'm telling people to go back again. I told a different story about it this time. This time it was about how I fucking scammed Jay out of $1,100.
Yeah.
Fuck faces. So what is this drug called, Shannon?
Doxycycline, I believe is how it said. And basically it's a morning after pill for STDs or STIs. And if it's taken in 72 hours immediately after having unprotected sex, it could stop bacterial infections such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
So chlamydia, you could take a pill after you fuck a nasty bitch, and then it stops all of those diseases. What are the other ones? What doesn't it stop?
So not the viral ones, not like herpes, AIDS,
yeah,
HPV.
The ones you want to prevent.
Yeah, well, you want to prevent chlamydia, gonorrhea, all those other things.
Yeah, but who gets those anymore?
I think people get them, dude. I think people get them.
They're like the rate of people getting them is like 70% up right now.
Yeah, but is that like good American people or like weird, dirty countries? Or it's old people too, right? Old people get STDs.
Shannon, have you ever had an STD?
Not that I am aware of.
Not that you're aware of. That's a good political answer, Shannon. Good job.
I haven't been to the doctor in a really long time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I also haven't had sex in a really long time.
You would know, though. You can't harbor an STD for that long, can you?
I think maybe symptoms would eventually arise.
What symptoms, though?
Like, if you have something...
green discharge?
Yeah, if you have something for a long time, I feel like you eventually know.
Yeah, my buddy got chlamydia in college, because I would always convince myself that I had chlamydia. I was like, dude, my dick... Like, I would just have sex with a slut, and then I would go like, oh, I definitely got chlamydia from this bitch, unquestionably, right? And then I would convince myself that my dick was burning. I would just feel, like, in my head, like, my dick burns. And when I would pee, I was like, does that hurt? It kind of hurts. And I would just mentally get myself into a place where it just felt like my dick was on fire. I've never had anything like that at all. But my buddy told me, he's like, dude, he was like, it's not like you go, oh, do I have chlamydia? You know you have chlamydia. He was like, it's like you're pissing fucking glass. It is that painful.
Now, question, because you're slightly older than me. The old STD test was like a Q-tip down your dick hole.
Yeah.
And now it's like a little swipe.
They don't even do the swipe anymore. They do all blood tests. Every time I've gotten an STD test in the past, like, decade, it's been just a like, blood test. They don't do anything with,
they used,
like,
to scrape the inside of your urethra.
They used to take a hook. It was like, it was almost like a, you know, those dental hooks?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they use for your teeth when they're, like, scraping?
Yeah.
And it was, like, wrapped, the tip of it was wrapped in gauze or some sort of, like, cotton, and they put that in your dick hole. And it just hurt like fucking hell, dude. It was crazy.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was absolutely awful. When did they stop doing that? It was a while ago. Yeah, well, that's great. Shout out to the doctors who fucking... that. I mean, dude, that should just be like in every man's fucking possession.
Yeah, it was. The study was originally done for gay people. Like, it was done in California for LGBTQ youth, because they're more prone to getting the diseases.
Are they?
Yeah.
All STDs across the board.
Because it's meant for people who aren't using protection and condoms.
And it's not LGBT youth, it's gay men. Because lesbians, are lesbians getting STDs?
No idea.
How would they even get an STD?
What about you get herpes from oral pleasure?
Can you get herpes from oral sex?
I'm sure like you can.
All of these things are fucking myths. Shut up, Shannon.
And it's also saying that the reason why in LGBTQ communities there's also like more STDs is because it's a smaller pool of people that are having sex with each other.
Oh, also because they're freaks who can't stop fucking.
Yeah, they need to. God is smiting them. That's why.
By the way, I have Tom. Tom called in and he says he has to scam that Jew having to do with this drug.
Tom, my Tom.
Yes.
Tom. All right, put him through. 573 gas line. We got Tom, Proud Boy Tom, on the line here. Proud Boy Tom. Proud Boy Tom.
Should be there.
Proud Boy Tom.
All right, Shannon, whenever we're ready, you just bring him back. Okay. No problem.
Maybe I'm actually here. Look.
There we go. Oh, all right, there we go. Tom. What happened? You muted your phone?
All right. So, how's it going, guys?
Going good.
All right. So this is my exact scam that Jew, which I mentioned before. If you go to Planned Parenthood and tell them you go to chlamydia, they'll give you a 7-day treatment of this doxycycline, which is basically also equivalent of amoxicillin.
Tom, are you calling from the same place that Carol Ann from Poltergeist was sent to when she went into the TV? I'm just wondering.
I'm hearing it that way. I wasn't sure if you guys were.
No, yeah, that's the way that I'm hearing it. So you're saying if you go to Planned Parenthood, the great Godfrey joins the show.
Finally, right?
Holy shit.
Black old snake. Black old snake.
Black old snake.
Black old snake. It's a black old snake. If a black guest says something funny, they get a black old snake.
Of course,
I get the rattlesnake. You know, obviously. Obviously. We're just finding out there's an STD drug on the market right now. It's a morning after pill for, not viral, gonorrhea. But bacterial infections.
Yeah.
So you take a pill, you fuck a hoe.
Okay.
Next morning, you pop a pill.
Boom.
You don't. There's no chance you're getting chlamydia, gonorrhea. It's fucking
72
dope,
hours.
It's
not called, even next morning.
It's called the cheater's pill.
Really? Is this real?
Yeah, it's real.
It's fucking dope. But that should have been created a long time ago, you would think, right?
No?
I would just, I know porn stars who would say that they would just, they keep, what do they call them, Z-Packs or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just keep them like.
This in, is real.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they one of the sponsors?
No, maybe we should get them on the show, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But how did Tom.
I would like them to be a sponsor.
Is Tom still here on the phone with us?
I like yes. doing those ad reads.
Tom, can you make it any more clear? What are you saying? You're saying go to Planned Parenthood and tell them that you have an STD scare and they will just give you free drugs?
Tell them you fucked a girl with chlamydia.
You fucked a girl with chlamydia.
And they'll give you free drugs.
And they'll give you free drugs.
You have to say that,
though? That's not a scam. That's what Planned Parenthood's there for.
Yeah.
He's like, I got this great scam, dude. Go to the doctor. Give them your insurance card. They give you a checkup. Fuckface.
Well, I do it for science infections, too.
That should be on the shelves, man.
Yeah, just an over-the-counter.
Fuck yeah.
They really should make it easier if you have chlamydia yeah. to get rid of it. Why do you got to get a doctor
involved?
There's
so many dirty dick motherfuckers yeah. out there. You know what I mean? And it's like people that go, yeah. And you know if you're going into Walgreens or CVS, you know you're dirty dick motherfucker.
Dude, anyway. I used to be just a dirty dick. I wasn't a dirty dick motherfucker because I've never had an STD. But right. I have you ever had an STD?
I think I had one. Oh, I had.
Chlamydia?
Nah, I got.
No, he dated
Crabs
her.
One time.
Yeah, crab, dude. Godfrey is showing his age right now. Crabs is like an old timey.
I was young. I was young. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, some girl gave it to me. That's about it.
That's fucking wild, dude. Yeah. What was it like? What did the crabs look like?
They looked like were little they cute? Tiny crabs. It was weird.
You had to shave it all down.
Shit on. Yeah, shave your. It was fucking weird. I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck's wrong,
dude? What was the
and I'm a cancer.
Like? Yeah.
I am.
What does that mean, though?
The crab.
I
fucked
give
up.
Give me that corny bell.
I got it.
No, we all go to the corny zone sometimes, Lou.
Oh, which one did you have?
I think I had the one on the right.
Yeah.
Yes, it was
the
that
crab
one.
Louse. Oh, head. Oh, these are lice. I see.
But that was more on. It was down in the, down there in the
body louse.
There.
The look at him. Ew. And you had and you saw you they were how big
were they?
They
were tiny as fuck, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Because I was
you were itching
down it, yeah. And I had to shave the pubes and shit.
And you had to use like a cream to kill
them.
Yeah,
Rid. It was called Rid.
Yeah, I used Rid.
It had like stop sign on it, so I knew it was.
I know
work.
I know the brand very well because yeah. I used Rid. Shani, remember how I told you that I thought for a long time that I had bugs bursting through my skin? I just have an allergy to it's a soap or something, whatever. Yeah. I get itchy skin, right?
Yeah.
And I was just...
sensitive skin.
I didn't have insurance for years, so I just convinced myself
yeah.
that I had bugs crawling over my skin. And I remember I bought Ridge, and I slathered my entire body in it, and I just laid there being like, all right, it's going to kill the bugs. Like a lunatic, dude. Like a lunatic.
Did you play Welcome to the Jungle?
Dude, it was fucking horrifying. And I remember just being like, dude, this is going to get rid of my fucking body bugs.
Yeah, that's... you're like me. I have sensitive-ass skin, man.
I have super sensitive skin.
I remember... I put on some soap. It took me a couple weeks to figure it out. I was like, what the fuck? And it was a soap, and I had to figure out a certain ingredient in that soap.
Wow.
I said, it's that fucking, and I tested it. I was like, oh my God, you know, it's one of those. That's the weirdest part. But yeah, I had crabs the one time.
That's crazy. It. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. But everything else.
That's an old-timey disease. I've never had anything. I mean, I've dated girls who have ended up having HPV, but...
Yeah.
Directly after, every time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What am I going to do?
Whole pussy virus.
Come on.
Whole pussy virus.
It's the her problem virus.
Yeah, her problem. Yo, yeah, I'm glad. I would love that pill, though. That's what's up. Because I'm still single, and I still do dirty
Are you single
shit.
Now?
Been single 6 years, bro.
Yeah, I know. We don't keep up with each other's personal lives.
Are you single? You're single, right?
No, I got a girl.
No, you got a girl.
I got a girl.
You had one and you didn't.
I had one. And I always have a girl.
Yeah, yeah. How is it?
The
is
new,
going
new
good?
Girl's great. Dude, she's actually leaving. She's in the Racist Live chat right now.
She's actually leaving.
She's a professional dancer, so she's going back on tour. She tours with the Latin recording artist. So.
Oh, she's like...
Yeah, like legit. Like
oh,
real
you're
dude.
Real Puerto Rican. You got Puerto Rican on me, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's actually... She looks white, but she's half Puerto Rican.
Oh, that's how you like it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, she looks pure. She looks
not
pure.
Not too Puerto Rican.
But deep inside, she's
more like Telemundo Puerto Rican.
Yes, yeah. She looks like a weather girl. Yeah, she really does.
That's all. Is she a Latin girl?
Yeah, she's half Puerto Rican, half white, half Irish.
What's her last name?
I don't want to. I mean, they.
Okay, my bad.
I don't want. I'll tell you.
But that's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. She's awesome. She's leaving today though for another month, and then she's going back on tour.
That's why it's good. Because
that's
it's
why
like
this new pill.
You need that
great
in between.
Great,
fucking
timing
beautiful
right
timing.
Babe, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Wait. No, she's not.
You know, she's on Amazon right now ordering it.
Yeah, she watches. She's watching right now.
Lo siento.
Yeah, she's fucking knows what's going on. All right, so let's see. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. We love YoDelta.com. If you guys are over 21 years old and you like to get high, why not get high on legal Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door? They got vapes, they got gummies, and they keep me stoned all the live long day.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to almost all the states by now, and it gets you really high. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order. All right, where were we? Let's do our plug. I can't wait for Derek anymore. He, at this point, everyone's late. You guys really are not doing any favors for your people.
We were here
all these stereotypes.
No, we were here last night.
Oh, late?
Fuck yeah, was dope.
Derek's a funny motherfucker.
Derek's psycho, yeah. But no, I knew I was coming, but I didn't know the fucking the traffic just hit. I had one of those Uber drivers that stayed behind the truck, you know?
Ooh.
Like, go to the next lane.
Don't get
but
me
the
going.
Dude was like massive, and he fucked me up.
I bet you have a bad Uber rating, Godfrey. I bet you're
not
similar.
Really.
You're similar to me.
I was talking about Palestine and Israel in the backseat, and it was fucked up. No, just kidding. I stay out of that shit. I was asked that. We know we have a lot of Israeli and Palestinian friends, and they were like this. And the way they asked me, what side are you on? That's like none. Okay, man, fuck that. Don't trap me
into
that
shit. I'm on the side of Jesus Christ, my
friend. Period.
Fucking
USA. I went like this. I'm a black man. You think you being slaughtered? I'm a black man.
Ain't that the truth?
Huh? Come on now. And you know what's really fucked up? When the war is over, y'all start discriminating against us.
He's like, all right, I'm sorry I asked. Jesus Christ, shut up.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
There you go, baby. Tell him.
Let's do our plugs real quick. I'm assuming Derek's not coming, but that's okay.
He is. I just got a text from him. He's in a cab. He's on the east side. He's close.
That's fun. He's on this side of the island. Godfrey, what are you plugging on?
Man, I got, coming up in Cleveland, the 20th and 21st is Cleveland Improv, and 26th through the 30th is DC Improv. You guys make sure you go, and go to my website, godfreylive.com, and leave your email addresses. Doing it old school style, trying to build up my, my database, godfreylive.com, and check me out on this damn channel in Godfrey We Trust on Gas Digital. Tuesdays and Fridays, bitch.
Fucking King Godfrey. Zach Miko.
Hey, check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Finance and Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Both live episodes from Skankfest just went up on YouTube. And if you haven't seen the Midnight Spook Show from Skankfest, it's fucking nuts. I did a bunch of drugs with Violent J from Insane Clown Posse on stage.
Those are my dudes. I did the Juggalos.
Awesome, dude.
I did the Juggalos. I've known them for a long time, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because when I knew about Insane Clown Posse, when they used to be on Howard Stern, like long time ago, and they ended up being big fans of mine because I'm a Chicago guy. They're Detroit.
Yeah.
So I did that. They used to do, remember Mystery 3000?
Yeah.
They did it at the Pit.
Yeah.
They did some you know the Pit on
24? They had a show on what was it, like IFC or Vice?
Yeah, and me, Jim Norton, all of us, they had us come and watch movies with them and just vid and talk.
Oh, that it was their version of it. Yeah.
And so yeah, they were like, yo, God, man, we big fan for real. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're awesome, dude. He came to Skankfest. Violent J came to Skankfest.
That's awesome.
And partied the whole fucking
so
weekend.
Dope.
He had a blast.
And I went to Juggalos, right? They were like, we want you to come, Juggalos, blah, blah, blah. So and I said, "Oh, fuck it, I'll do it." And then you know, their trailer is scary as fuck. By the way, it's just a creepy trailer they had. And I was showing my buddies, like, "You sure you want to go to this?" Eddie Ift, you know, I remember Eddie Ift.
Yeah, I love
Eddie's it. Like, "Are you sure you're gonna go to this?" I go, "I gotta go." They asked me to come. This is what we do. And they go, "What the fuck?" I went there. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. At midnight.
I was in a tent with drunk fuckers just saying, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And they don't care about comedy, but they love you for
trying.
Yeah, they
love you. Like, yeah, and you just go, you know what to do.
Yeah, I did it. We did it years
ago.
And
when I got paid, it was so great. We were behind a tree, and they go, yo, man, we appreciate you coming. Just a stack of cash.
It's Monopoly money. It's all clown shit.
Yeah, just on there going, yeah.
He reaches his pockets all scarred.
Yeah.
Hold on, money's in here somewhere.
We got some live stuff coming up. Me and Zach Miko with Dave Smith and Robbie Bernstein doing a little European tour, just a quick little run. We're going to be in London. London. We're going to be in Glasgow. We're going to be in Belfast and Amsterdam October 20th through 25th.
Nice.
Bunch of shows. Going to be a blast. European fans are the fucking best. They're psyched.
Have you done it?
I went to London and I went to Glasgow before. London was great.
It was badass.
I did a Tuesday night, a little fucking club in London, and it was awesome. Two sold out shows. So these shows, it's a weekend now. It's me and Dave Smith, Zach Kamiko, Robbie Bernstein. Big shows. Going to be a blast. Come out. Zany's Rosemont, October 27th and 28th when I come back. And then I have a brand new tour happening. It's going to be called the Meaty Ogre Tour. It's going to be happening all over the place starting in January. All those dates are going up. I know San Diego, St. Louis, and Des Moines is up right now. I'm fighting November 4th. I'm boxing Tim Butterly at Carnival of Combat.
We're just fighting.
3.5 weeks away, baby boy. Let's go.
Who you fight?
Tim Butterly. He's another comic. Great comic. Good dude. But I'm going to fucking knock his head off his shoulders, Augie. I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to fucking go. I've been training harder than I've ever trained.
You guys are like those old boxers that won't retire. Like, I'm
never going to retire, baby boy.
I don't give a fuck. I told you I'm the greatest.
November 4th, CarnivalCombat.com. Get those tickets. St. Petersburg, Florida. It's going to be an absolute blast. Other fighters on the card as well. The great Mike Harrington is fighting Alex Stein. And then we got Krakamiko versus Dylan. It's going to be an incredible fucking night. So make sure you guys grab those tickets. Grab it on pay-per-view if you guys can't be in Florida. 3 3-minute rounds.
Three shit. Okay. Right on. Yeah, yeah. You've been working out every day. You're lean and mean.
Yeah.
I see it.
I feel good, dude. I'm on weight. I'm feeling nice.
You feeling nice? Feeling
I drank last night. I shouldn't have drank. I've been trying not to drink, and then we got drinks last night.
Like, dude, are you going to have sex before the fight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Take my whole pill.
Actually, no, I'm not. To be honest with you, because my girl is now gone for a month. So now I'm going to hold on to
When Tyson was burning, remember he was burning and he was fighting? Yeah. Mike Tyson said, I think I had chlamydia. I had gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah.
I had gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was angry. I was pissed. Help me. He's like, I had gonorrhea.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. No, I'm going to, I guess I'm going to be celibate before the fight, but I'm going to jerk off. I can't.
There you go.
You hear about guys that they say, like, dude, I don't jerk off. I keep all of my cum inside of me. Buddy, that's let it out.
Douche. You fucking cream puff.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking weird way to be, dude.
I like.
Just always ready to cum. Just walking around, if somebody just touches your shoulder, like,
Yeah, fuck that. You're like me. I release.
I got to get it out every day.
I have to get the evil out my balls, man.
I got to get it out every day. My girl doesn't understand sometimes.
She don't understand.
She's just like, why? She's like, how are you always so horny?
This keeps me from cheating on your ass.
It really does.
Fuck out of here, because I'm tired.
All I want to do is cheat.
All day.
I'm dying to cheat on you right now, so please let's take care of this. Babe, I'm kidding. These are all jokes. Godfrey is a bad influence on me.
No, hey, man, I believe in love.
I was watching
on other broads.
Everybody Loves Raymond last night.
Yeah.
And the whole crux of the episode is that he wanted to have sex and the wife wouldn't. And like she would like fall asleep. And he would be like, but I'm ready. And it took a half, it was like days of them arguing. And I can't see that fight not ending in 10 minutes with me angrily jerking off on the comforter. I'd be all right, you know what the fuck? I'm jerking off on you while you're asleep.
I literally, I talk about it in my act.
And
which is
smearing
pretty funny.
It on her back.
Yeah.
I talk about it in my act, the Louis C.K. joke that I had in my first special, where it's like, The amount of times that I just have angrily jerked off while my girlfriend is just facing in the opposite direction because she's not down. I'm like, well, I'm going to come and you're just going to have to deal with my shoulder bumping into you now.
That's like a no-look pass, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Pong, pong.
I would think it's hot if she just started fucking rubbing one out next to me because she was so turned on by me and I just couldn't give it to her and started just fucking.
I haven't had a girlfriend in a long time, in a while, man.
6 years. Your girlfriend, fucking, she was beautiful.
Yeah, we're best friends, man. Oh, but I mean,
now she aged out of being a hot young chick, so you had to move
on, obviously. She still looks good, but we're just totally different. I don't see her that way anymore.
Yeah, she had an intensity to her.
Yes.
I could tell just behind the scenes, I was like, that bitch is fucking running shit.
You remember that shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was a hot, light-skinned black chick, just fucking, she had like a, I was
she's
like,
still
I can tell
around.
She's a problem.
She's my friend wife now.
Good, good.
We're just friends, but she knows everything I need. Everything. You need this, you got to get this.
Are you friends with most of your exes?
You know, right? Sometimes shit comes full circle, and there's one that I'm smashing again, which is crazy. Smashing her again. But that was years I hadn't seen her. But now it's like, you can tell I'm about to get that gonorrhea pill.
She's back.
You goddamn right. Yeah, so it's like, I'm friends with a couple of them.
I'm friends with almost all of them.
Yeah, me too.
It is.
Because we're fucking adults.
But that's what it is. I don't need to. have drama. Like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You move on and you go like, all right, for whatever, even if it got toxic and shitty, you go like, we weren't right for each other. Obviously, that's us telling us that. So I'm literally friends with almost every one of my exes. There's
college,
one.
Any like when you're, because I got a college girlfriend that's still pissed at me for some fucking reason. I'm like,
I have one girl that's out there that is just the craziest bitch that I ever dated. That I will, if I saw her, I would literally start running in the opposite direction.
Really?
Crazy bitch.
Shit.
Like this is the chick that pretended to be pregnant.
She's rough. Yeah.
Pretended to be pregnant after we broke up.
I remember that shit.
Crazy bitch.
Yeah.
That's the only one where I'm like, I wouldn't even want to, like any other girl, even other girls that I haven't seen in forever, maybe if it even ended bad, if I saw them, it would just always be like, I'd be like, oh, I hope you're doing well.
I'm proud of you.
That attitude.
Yeah.
And then my one ex, not even like, even the my more recent one that hated me, she now says hi to me. She's fine. She's engaged. Cool. Yeah, okay. She's had to go get engaged.
I love when they get married and shit.
They got to get engaged.
They need somebody to handle that dumb shit, like go to the amusement park bullshit.
Yeah.
But if you can sneak a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I
love that.
I don't think my chick loves me being friends with all my exes.
I mean.
She hasn't said as much. She's not like. But I can tell she just doesn't fucking love it. But I'm like, well, would you rather me like, wouldn't it be more of a red flag if all of my exes hated me and was like, yo, this guy's a piece of shit?
Anytime you meet a guy or a girl and they say all my exes are crazy or all my exes were abusive.
Right.
That is the biggest fucking neon sign over their head. Yeah, no I'm a fucking problem.
Right. If you've been abused by more than two men, you are annoying. What do you want me to say, doggy? Fix your personality. That's psychotic. I hate to be dropping truth bombs here, but it's a fact, okay?
Yeah. I don't have patience. I just don't. When I see couples, you know how when we're performing, we see a lot of couples. Yeah. It just looks horrible. I just think about, like, you remember I had an intense one.
Yeah.
And I have that post-traumatic fucking, like, you know, relationship syndrome. I'm just like, ugh. I just don't want to hear anybody go, who's this? Right. Why is the phone ringing at this time? This shit. I like
Godfrey
not hearing that.
Godfrey doesn't want to stop cheating. That's what I'm just taking from
but
this.
But I'm not even cheating because I'm single. But I'm very honest, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this is the deal.
Of course.
Blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, people catch feelings after a while. That's how it goes.
Oh, shit. Derek Gaines shows up 55 minutes late. That's okay.
You beat me. Thank
That's
God.
Okay.
You beat me.
It's called black people.
I think it's beyond color people time.
We already actually just had real hate speech before you guys got here.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. We zig-hiled. We did all that shit, doggy. You didn't even know.
They do their racist jokes.
Always.
Yeah, we did a black hole snake.
It was fucking dope.
Yes. Not yet. November. Hey. Wait till November. Wait for November.
Yeah, you gotta wait. You gotta wait.
Hey, it's still Halloween, nigga.
You have to wait.
That has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. That is pure racism. You guys gotta understand what I'm going for, okay? All right, let's take a quick moment and thank King Palm for supporting today's show. King Palm make the best blunt wraps in the world. They're the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. Their staple product is the empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip, so there's no need to lick it and roll it and get it all wet and weird. All you do is pack it with the finest legal herbs of your choice, and you just fucking smoke that big fatty. It is the absolute best. They have tons of different flavors. They have tons of different styles. It truly is the king of all blunt wraps. You can get them at any 7-Eleven, but if you get them at kingpalm.com and use the promo code when you check out REALASS, you're going to save 20% off. Once again, that's kingpalm.com. Use the promo code REALASS at checkout for 20% off. All right, where were we?
That was lightweight. That was diet racism.
We're talking about relationships. We're talking about, you know, fucking Godfrey hasn't been in one in 6 years. You're in a relationship. I'm in one now.
Well, how is it?
It's all right. 3 years in. Still no hater. Love
you. Sound like an inmate.
Yeah, man. Because I belong to the streets. I'm the king of the streets.
Well, that's the thing.
You're a cul-de-sac kid. Shut up.
Streets as in pussy, not streets as in criminal.
No, streets in her underwear. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Sidewalk.
So these. It hasn't gotten toxic yet at all, mm-mm. Derek?
Nah.
Because that's the sign, right? When it's so you just have a moment where you're. Mm-hmm. You're fucking just whatever it is. You just hate each other.
Yes.
You see the person, you're like fuck you, whatever.
It's annoying.
And then
I'll give it another year.
It's one like really? It starts off at once a month. You start having these weird like shitty fights, little toxic things.
Okay.
Then it becomes twice a month. Then it's once a week.
Yeah.
And then it's like fucking every other day. And then you're like, yo, I fucking hate this bitch. And that's how every relationship that I've had ever has been,
you're trapped.
Except for this one. This relationship that I have now, we've not gotten there yet. Maybe
because you're separated.
Because she's on the road. Because
you're gone. Yes. And we don't want to admit that time away helps the fucking situation.
Does. Yes, it does. That help me miss you,
that's
bitch.
Why there's
I gotta miss you.
Right, there's women that like I sometimes deal with. And I go, wow, I'm happy to see you because I'm not around.
Yeah.
That's why. It's fucking amazing.
I think missing somebody, whatever the cycle of missing somebody and then getting to see them and having sex and having those endorphins, that is like a really like fucking like, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly doing that with my chick.
Well, that's how the brain works.
You build up a tolerance.
Yeah. But that's how the brain works. We don't want to admit that. That thing inside our head floating around.
Oh, no.
It likes it when there's something different. You have to trick it into something different. The brain, man, when it sees the same old shit, and whatever it is, whether it's food,
it's
whether it's
confusion,
routine,
muscle,
right?
Confusion.
Whether it's the truth though.
It's the scientific,
and that's why you stay the same. Everything stay. Yeah. It's just the way the brain works, and women get like that too, man. They always want to act like it's the man. No, women get like that. Like, talk, I'm tired of this motherfucker. Yeah. Same old shit. The voices get annoying. Even if it's a girl, I used to date a lot of like foreign women. You know, even that accents got annoying. Because you were like, wow, she got a pretty accent. But when they're bitching in their language, like, shut the fuck up. Speak English, bitch.
Go back to your country, you fucking hoe.
Speak English with your... And then you start making fun of her. Shut the fuck up.
God forbid, fucking Arab girls. Arab girls. This an Arab?
We've all... It's New York. We've all had whatever the fuck we wanted. But it's just... Even that gets annoying. I had a Japanese one.
Okay.
And I got mad because she barely knew English, but it annoyed me. She complained in her shit. I was like, I got racist and shit. It was like, I got bigoted because I was annoyed. But it was just, you're just annoying. Yeah. Doesn't matter what country.
If you're around anything too much, you're eventually going to get annoyed by it.
It could be a deaf chick. You're like, say something, bitch. Say something. Party in silence.
Yeah, yeah. My best relationships, I think, were long distance.
I'm telling you.
I think they were. The best ones that I've had, I dated Kim Kong in long distance.
Okay.
When we were long distance, we were great. But when as she was able to hit me, then it's just, as soon as she was able to swing in distance.
She was close enough.
No, Kim was great. No, but like, and then me and my chick now, it's like, it's not long distance, but she's touring a lot. I tour a lot. So
it's great.
Yeah. It probably.
And you understand. People are so worried about
I am trying to ruin it. I am trying to.
Why are you trying to ruin it?
Will.
I'm trying.
But you will.
Well, I'm trying. I don't want her to be fucking away that much.
Well, you're the rattlesnake. You'll get it.
You don't want her to be away that much?
No, I like her being around, dog.
And especially when she's...
I'm sad, dog. I get depressed. When she's not around, like, I fucking
do
just...
Do you actually get like that?
I get depressed. I play more video games. I stop cleaning the house.
And you know what's sad? You need to start practicing your dance because there's some fucking dude in a tight shirt that's killing that shit, twirling her around. And
oh, she's dancing,
you know, those
she's
dancing with the star dancers? Those fuckers,
So this is what I found out about chicks who dance. So girls who don't dance, like, professionally... Yeah, they want to like go grind on somebody in a club. People who dance professionally, like,
they're tired of that.
There's nothing sex. It's not like when she goes out to a club with her friend, she doesn't like technique. She look like an asshole if she's like doing real dance.
Kind of, is she a ballerina?
What kind of dance does she
do? She does.
Don't say tango or salsa.
No, she does salsa. She does.
Oh,
merengue,
shit.
She's on tour with Maluma, who's a big Latin recording artist.
Maluma?
Bad Bunny?
Damn.
Bad Bunny, yeah.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
He's Maluma?
Maluma.
Oh, fuck.
He all
guy
up
named
in
Maluma?
That
no, look, one name, dude?
Dog, if Maluma wanted my girl, he could have.
Maluma!
It sounds like a spot you find on a girl's pussy.
Yeah, Maluma.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, you've got Maluma.
Yeah.
And he found the spot.
Dude, show
Maluma.
Oh, you shit. Fucking finished.
Oh, my
she
God.
She danced with this goofy nigga.
Oh, my.
No.
Maluma.
Now, why do you don't want to see it?
Yo, that motherfucker.
You know who she's not thinking about? Maluis.
She ain't thinking about no rattlesnake.
Yo!
Yo!
Goddamn!
That's like Spanish Dave Navarro.
No, he's a handsome guy. he's a handsome guy.
Ooh, that motherfucker playing.
If he wants...
His hair stays wet like
doggy,
that?
He got the one cut in his eyebrows.
Es muy importante.
Doggy, She can't get him. It's like, if she could have him, she'd already have him. She wouldn't be with me.
She's this. And who is this Louis guy? No, I heard he's a very good comedian.
That nigga looks like Puss in Boots.
Yeah, right. It's like, so it's like this. So are you going to go to Skankfest?
Dude, he's so handsome. He just made two black guys be not homophobic. That's how handsome he is. These guys are fucking
going. And when we saying he's dope,
you are going to. He's like this. Fest?
You're going to Le Skank Fest? Skank Festival de Skank? He's like with this Gomez. Gomez, he's not even a real Latino. And he's doing this.
His dick's flapping.
And he's doing this, though.
Yeah, he's doing.
He's doing the fucking. That you shit, really you want to go
nigga,
with this guy? Oh,
bro.
Maluma! That guy does not own socks.
No, he's a handsome guy, dude. And I saw him.
That's who she dances with?
Yeah, she danced for him. So I saw him in concert three times at this point, and it's literally just Latin chicks. The whole crowd is all Latin chicks.
Beautiful.
Girls throw their panties at him on stage. It's fucking wild.
That nigga got pussies on pussies.
He's not Puerto Rican, is he?
Colombian.
Oh, my.
Oh, he's a rap.
Is he from Medellin or Cali?
He's a cocaine
Medellin.
Guy.
I don't know, dude. He's just.
Is he Bogota?
Dog, I just saw
Bogota.
He's from Bogota.
He wanted them narcos.
Your
girl getting
the
narco stick.
That's where they get the good cocaine. That's the very good cocaine, baby. He's like this.
Oh, no.
You know what's happening? He's like this. So.
Yeah.
This Louis.
Show me that. He's like, show me that move again. Turn around. Do it slower.
Jeez. He's sniffing off her butt.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Do it one more time, but do it slower.
Do it for Maluma.
Do it for Maluma.
Jesus, Louis.
Yo.
Louis, that's dope, though. Nah, because you're like.
Should I be insecure?
You're like a rugged, handsome guy. He's like that pretty shit.
Hey, yeah, no, why would she want that? He's only got $1 billion.
He has a billion?
He's got, I don't know.
Spanish. This,
no,
know,
he's,
Spanish
no, no, he's
Spanish.
He's mad. He's stadium tours.
They go out. Spanish people go out for Spanish people.
No, of course. No. Yeah. I wish I was a Spanish comic.
I saw his they watch collection. There's a TikTok with his watch collection. Doggy, dude. I just want one of his watches. Tag. I told her, I was like, yo, just steal one of his watches for me, please.
What watch you got?
It's a fucking Rolex? Tag. A tag.
Yeah, tag you?
No, it's just a nice watch.
My dad got me a Tag Heuer when I was like 12.
Tag Heuer. I want to get a watch, but I was always into Breitling, and I have like two Breitlings, but I want to get a nice. I was looking at Tag Heuer, and I was like, Tag's yesterday, nice. No. I was like, it looked pretty fucking dope.
Tag's
nice
good. This is especially nice you get some.
I love them silver, too.
This is a $2,500 watch. This is a
Tag is nice. I like the Tag. My dad got a few Tag Heuers.
Almost very, very Rolex-like.
Yeah, it is.
Rolex-like.
Yeah, very Rolex.
I want to get a Rolex.
I like that face, though. That's dope.
It's good.
Pause.
Like a somebody, pilot. Somebody said like this. They said, don't buy a Rolex until you can buy five Rolexes in cash.
Absolutely. Who that's true.
That? Somebody said that. It was just like some
rich Voss.
It was a white guy.
Was it Rich Voss?
No, it wasn't Rich
Voss.
Rich
goes, did I show you my Rolex?
And he's got three of them on his arm.
He's always like, did I show you my Rolex?
Same Rolex. And it's Jordan's. Make sure
that's
he shows
dope.
His Jordan's.
That's dope. I like this.
It's not a bad watch.
I like $2,500. That's good.
Good for
Chad right. Ocho Cinco said, why would I buy a $10,000 watch?
Yeah, he'd be what buying McDonald's for his kids or something, right? He's still. Yeah,
but he's very, he saved a lot of money, but he just.
If I had a lot of money.
I love watches.
I love
watches. Dude,
first of all, here's the
thing. Well,
you dress nice. You dress nice, too.
Appreciate it.
I don't dress nice. I dress.
You're getting better.
But here's what it is.
Yeah, you're getting better.
I wear a decent pair of sneakers and a fucking decent watch, and then anything else you're wearing,
you're getting mature. I see you dressing better. Shut your face. You're not as skanky as you were because you're a businessman now.
Yeah.
Yes, you and you talk like one.
Got a little shine on his head.
I see you talking
my
like
girl,
one.
My girl also dresses me.
And that and this shit is going to get you to dress better. And that Malumba,
nigga.
Your toes.
God damn.
All of a sudden, he's going to have collared shirts. It's coming.
No, I do have collared shirts.
And you're going to have a chain with your shit out, your chest out.
With your chest.
Malumba is looming around, motherfucker.
He's
looming. He don't like Malouis. You know?
Yeah. He ain't thinking about Malouis.
You're not to be worried about Louis. He's just
can I see
a gorgeous
looks like?
Millionaire, talented artist whose mouth is numb all the time.
Yo.
He's like, I cannot feel anything in my mouth. Make me feel something. Yeah. Miss Jenna.
Miss Jenna. Hey, what does she look? What does your girl look like?
She's hot. She's a hot chick.
She's a hottie, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure she's smoking.
Hot tea.
I don't put it. Let's see, Louis. Let's see, Louis. Uh
huh. Hottie.
Where'd you meet her?
Louis be dragging him out. You'd be like, oh.
Where'd you meet her?
She was a fan. She followed him and he slid in the DMs.
Slid into the DMs.
Damn right. That's how you do it. Slide right into that bitch.
There you go, bro. Yeah.
Let's see.
She's a
hot chick, doggy.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, man.
Hottie.
Yeah. Hottie.
Like some fucking Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, she was hot.
She's bad as fuck.
When she pulled up to the comedy club one night, I was like, well, goddamn.
Yeah. That's your chick?
Yeah, she's a hot chick.
Woo, she is fine as fine. Shit.
Yeah, she can move. Yeah, she's fine.
No, that's not even no
that shit. Girl looked like Christmas morning. Good for her.
Yo. Is her name is Jen? Oh, shit.
I mean, they know who she is, but
putting
you know,
all this shit out there, but
these
yeah.
are all fine. They're, wait, these people harass her.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
That's ooh, awesome, man. Yeah, but, hot. You know, like I said, do what you do. Stay cool.
Gotta stay cool.
Maluma.
Malumbo.
Doggy. Is it Malumbo?
I'm gonna take your girl.
Is it Maluma? Maluma. Maluma. M-A-L-O.
Maluma.
Mesothelioma.
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 Somebody just put a nude. I thought somebody just put a naked picture of her in the chat. I was like, "What the fuck was that?" But it was just—it was a different bitch.
Okay,
never mind. I was like, "What?
Snap. Don't snap!
What?
Don't snap!
This is where you find out.
Go UFC.
I can see him being like the fucking boyfriend. That's my boyfriend. Get over here. You think it's a fucking game? I'm sorry. It's my.
They like that. You could be Scorpion. I can see you.
Yeah,
doing
you could be one of those dudes.
Yeah,
but that you're fighting. You got your own bad. They like that. They like right.
Dude, my buddy.
Funny wins all the time. Fuck that, every Maluma. Time.
My buddy.
He don't look funny at all. He don't
my
look
buddy's
funny
in the new Mortal Kombat.
Oh, word.
He's Quan Chi.
Okay. Wow, that's dope,
dude. He didn't know what he was getting for. Dude, the they fuck you for your likeness on those games.
Really?
He did 3 NDAs before he knew what he was auditioning for.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I know about that type of shit.
Scanned his face.
Voice for video games.
No, his face.
Oh,
they scanned him, 3D scanned him.
Put the mantas.
Right, put the dots on him.
Mm-hmm.
They own his face in perpetuity.
That's fucked up.
He made $200.
Fatality.
Finish $200.
Mortal Kombat wins.
Capcom wins.
And they own him forever. Isn't that wild?
God damn, dude.
He said that he had already been scanned before they said what it was for.
Yeah that's how they'll get that. I would have got suckered, so it doesn't
it's
matter.
That's right.
Yeah. It's fucked up, but you're in Mortal Kombat.
I would just say really I'm cool.
Quan Chi. Mortal Kombat.
Here's the problem. It's like, really, what is it? Is it really fucking you over? No, because it's the rate, right? So here's what it is.
Yeah.
There is literally 100,000 other people that are going to do it for that rate. So that's what it is.
It is what it is.
That's what it.
And they got the power to do it, and I would have done it.
So I don't see it as I don't see it as fucking anybody over. I'm going like, no, this guy gets to kind of be like immortalized, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
It's just
talk about it. You got fucked. Keep it moving.
It's the in perpetuity thing that bugs me.
Yeah. Well, can he not use his face anymore? Because if he's not allowed to have a face, then I would say that's pretty fucked
they
up.
They're allowed to use it forever.
He doesn't look like Quan Chi, though.
Looks like they painted him white. It's hilarious.
Pull up Quan Chi. I want to see him.
Pull up Quan Chi.
He's a Pakistani guy.
Quan Chi is the one.
I don't play the new Mortal Kombat.
Who sucks out your shit and can turn into you.
No, that's Shang Tsung.
That's Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Quan Chi.
Oh, Quan Chi!
So this is your boy?
He was the boss.
The new game,
Can we see the new?
It's called MK1 is the
MK1.
New one.
MK1. They started over again.
Here's the thing that he hits you, gunk.
He throws the green skulls.
The green skull. Okay, that's it. Quan Chi.
So they started over? What, MK1?
It's MK1. It's back to the first.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is your friend.
Yeah, that's my friend. It's really weird.
Well, yeah, he'll be fine if he looks like that.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, then nobody knows what he looks like in person, so he's good.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It is cool, and it's super cool.
They do that with the UFC guys, and I kind of felt bad for them because they would give a really shit deal, and then they would just use their likeness in perpetuity for the game. It's a little different because if you're a UFC guy,
you got
there by like putting like 20 years of your fucking life into like creating like becoming a high level athlete. You get to the UFC, they're using your name and like this.
Yeah.
This is just an Indian guy's face. They could have used any other motherfucker. They could have used you guys. They could have used us. Literally anybody could have been Quan fucking Chi. This guy's lucky.
He said it's an Indian guy.
It's just some Indian guy.
It is. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Strong Cell for being a supporter of today's show. I love Strong Cell. I've been taking Strong Cell for, I think, about 21, 22 days now, and I feel incredible. My energy levels are through the roof. I had no idea what this shit was. I did a little bit of research. Go and do research on what NADH supplementation can do for you. And it essentially helps you improve your health on a cellular level. It helps all of your cells in your body be stronger, It helps you strengthen all of the cells in your body, and that is just genuinely the absolute best thing for you. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't contain caffeine. It's not like an energy drink. It takes a little while to be for your system to absorb it, but it's a combination of NADH, CoQ10, marine collagen, and many other essential vitamins. It boosts your body's cellular function. I'm telling you right now, it genuinely works. If you guys have noticed me, I have way more energy lately on the podcast. It is because I've been taking this for about 3 weeks right now. They say it usually takes about a month, but already I feel that much better. Go see for yourself what Strong Cell can do for you. Just go to strongcell.com and use the promo code RAP20 when you check out. You're going to save 20% off your entire order today. It's already way cheaper and way more affordable than the traditional ways that people were getting NADH supplementation. But go to strongcell.com, use that promo code RAP20 to save 20% off today. All right, where were we?
Every Uber guy looks like Quan.
They could have fucking walked into any Uber deli man in this country yeah. and gotten a Quan Chi, doggy. Yeah.
That's a bodega.
Yo, Habibi,
man.
Come here. Yeah. I need you for 1 minute.
Wait, finish him the Aki way.
Finish my sandwich.
Brutality. Fatality.
And then he starts chopping up meat on the front.
Damn, doggy.
Yeah. You're fucked up.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just
flawless victory. White sauce, hot sauce.
Tadziki.
No.
Oh, hilarious.
Y'all are fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
I don't know.
We all are.
Let's talk about this.
What's up?
Wait, Shannon, I think this is yesterday's stuff. Oh, because you. Oh, I see. No, you just kept the man falling into the 9/11 mooring
on
it.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he actually fell in?
Someone fell in. Because
I saw him crawl up to it.
Yeah, he fell in. He lived, though.
He lived.
Oh, he lived. So he was trying to kill himself. That's what it was.
I believe Shannon told us yesterday he told police he was doing it for his father.
I thought it was TikTok.
McDonald's is bringing back the popular nostalgic Halloween themed Happy Meals. Okay. Remember McDonald's back in the day used to be able to buy, like, it was like ticket books that you'd give out to trick-or-treaters for like a Sunday.
Yeah, that was the shit.
And that was all you'd get those ticket books sometimes. Or you'd go to McDonald's on Halloween and trick-or-treat at McDonald's, and they would give you, I believe it was cookies.
Cookies, and they would have stuff. They would have a thing for
it. The bucket.
They'd be prepared to give you candy.
They had the three. Yeah. They had like a witch, a ghost, and some. There we go.
But those are like trick
Boo buckets.
I
remember Boo buckets. Boo buckets.
That does sound racist. It does. We all had some Boo buckets when we were kids. What did they give out? Was it McDonald's would give you cookies, I believe. It was like little like sugar cookies.
It really does sound cookies. Like they, something they had to tell Colonel Sanders, like, that's too far. You can't call them Boo buckets.
What's wrong with Boo buckets?
Hey, they love chicken, baby.
Chicken, man. Buy my special sauce in the Boo bucket. Like, what's wrong with the Boo bucket?
Girl, just one notch too far. They're going to figure it out.
They be like, hey, man, it's Kentucky, man. It's going to kill.
Listen, man, this is going to catch on like wildfire.
Boo bucket.
It's right in the name.
It's right in the name.
It sounds like something you yell out of a car window.
Are you got damn Boo buckets.
I got called a Boo bucket on my way to work.
These goddamn Boo buckets just sitting around here with their garbage all over the place. Oh, you son of a bitch. You goddamn Boo buckets. Boo buckets. That's a fucking great word.
That was on Halloween when you would get those things. Those were great. The coupons. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind money. People give money on Halloween.
Yeah. Sometimes they
quarters.
Do that.
That shit was fucking fire.
The fruit was whack, though.
Fruit was whack. Couldn't eat it.
You motherfucker.
Because it was razor blade in it.
Fruit was crazy.
No, it wasn't the razor blade. It was your mask that gave you the cuts.
Okay.
Yeah, on the mouth part.
Man, the only time that somebody's been caught doing the razor blade or poison, it's their own kids.
Okay.
No doubt. Every time.
It's always their own kids. Or they'll get their kids and their kids' friends to make it look like they weren't targeting their kids.
It's all set up, man.
It's always an inside job.
My mother not once checked my candy for a poison or razor blade. Yeah. Also, how the fuck are you checking for poison?
Yeah.
That's it.
You eat and just wait.
That's it. Also, how is it? It's kind of weird that there aren't more kids being poisoned on Halloween. I'm not saying it should happen. I'm just saying.
But there
like,
was always a house that was like, nah, we ain't going over
we
there.
We ain't going there.
There was
we
always like a motherfucker's like, no, don't go to that motherfucker.
That's how you learn discernment. Don't fuck with that dude house.
Yeah, we ain't fucking with that house. Yeah. Hell no.
It was all about trick-or-treating as a kid was all about, Shannon, are these the new notes? Thank you. Trick-or-treating was, can I have another coffee as well, please? Thank you. It was all about trying to find, because a lot of people are like, oh, you got to go to the rich neighborhood.
Rich Neighborhood is not where it's at. Okay, first of all, the myth of the full size candy bar in the Rich Neighborhood,
yeah. It's middle class.
They don't do that shit. They don't. They give their own kids a big candy bar. They will have good candy. Don't get me wrong. They will have good candy.
Right.
The problem with rich neighborhoods is they are large houses on large lots.
No doubt.
You have to, the distance between the houses, it's a fucking, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You got to go to little shitty blue collar neighborhoods.
Bang,
houses are
not right shitty, there. They're
nice,
right there.
Class, nice middle class.
But they're right close to each other.
Yeah. Small houses.
Northeast Philly was good for that.
That's not come out. My hometown, I don't want to say my hometown where I live in Jersey, but the whole fucking town.
Yeah.
Dude, there's like it's actually there's three separate parts of the town where I live in, like three sections. Uh-huh. The one section, they made an agreement in my town that they're turning into like Halloween town.
Okay.
So all the houses, dude, it's fucking dope.
It's dope. It's
so we go trick-or-treating in my section where all the houses are pretty close together. Yeah. And then we go to this other section where it's just like pictures and people like make their houses into haunted houses. You go into people's houses.
They have that in LA.
It's fucking dope. It's like all these cul-de-sacs. There's like five cul-de-sacs in this area.
Sick. Yeah.
And it's so fucking cool. It's the coolest thing in the world. My kid, he's so lucky to have this.
Yeah,
it's
I went before COVID, I was in LA and they said, hey man, we gotta go to a certain part. It's in Beverly Hills. We got to go see the houses because it's like it's literally like a museum of just amazing houses. You go for like two blocks. It is the dopest shit. And they decorate these motherfuckers and the statues.
It's Beverly Hills, of course.
It's so beautiful though. It's everybody, like you can go and drive by slowly. And you'll see a motherfucker.
So cool,
automated shit. It's amazing.
My neighbor did that as well. He would have like he set up his whole house, and he would go out there and dress as a live clown and scare kids.
That's so scary.
Really fun, dude. My son loves Halloween.
I always loved Halloween. Halloween was fun as fuck.
Yeah, dude. All the
parties,
dude.
And then a lot of parties. What?
The big kids are egging you to death, like throwing shit at you.
Did you bring it on a tray?
Damn.
I want to throw it in your face.
That's a cutting board. That's not even a tray.
You'd be furious. Throw it on a tray like an asshole.
Put it on a cutting board.
He said you.
What's the best candy? As a kid, what was the best candy for you guys?
My Boston baked beans and Mike and Ike's.
Stop showing your fucking age, goddamn.
What do you want me to say?
Nobody eats those candies anymore.
Yeah, they do.
I know Boston baked beans, but I don't eat them. Just Reese's.
Boston baked beans were I like cinnamon jelly beans, right?
Basically.
No, not jelly, but peanuts in the middle. They were the peanuts.
Oh yeah, and they were covered with this.
What am I thinking of that were like cinnon jelly beans?
That's hot tamale.
That's hot tamale. Yeah,
you're
showing yours too.
I'm old, but they still
sell it.
They do still sell, but that's
shit
dude.
That is
some shit where it's like $1.99 for the whole bag. That's some
hot candy. Amazing, and it's such poison.
Remember hot candy was a thing.
Put some more pepper on my candy.
They would just put hot or
Warheads? You remember Warheads?
What's wrong with that shit?
Warheads, Lemonheads,
Alexander the Grapes.
But that's not what I want on Halloween. Mike and Ike's is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a gross candy. Mike and Ike's is like you.
And they've been out forever.
You would get them. You're like, who the fuck? What child wants these?
Mike and Ike's. Yeah.
Black licorice covered in.
No, that's
Good and Plenty's.
Yeah, Good and Plenty's.
Mike and Ike's are fruit flavored.
What are Mike and Ike's?
Mike and Ike's are fruit flavored.
All they stick to your teeth. They're like taffy, hard ass taffy.
But no, they look like hot tamales in that like oblong.
Like a pill.
But they're like orange,
purple, and
red and yellow.
No. There's Mike and Ike's.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Good and Plenty.
There used to be dudes on there.
Dude, Good and Plenty.
Pull up Good and Plenty.
Fuck Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty is ugh.
Good and Plenty is Dr. Candy.
Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty is purple box. It's mom purple box. Good and Plenty is a purple box.
They really did trick our black friends into trying it though. They're like, oh, it's in a purple box. It looks great. Let's go.
Yeah, ugh, I hate those. I hate it.
It is the worst candy ever.
That's trash.
My understanding, right? It's licorice and then it's
like with
like a candy shell.
Like plaster.
They take
sheet rock.
Try Chico Stick. We had Chico Stick.
Yeah.
They're like Butterfinger, but the cheap version.
Of Mexican Butterfingers, dog.
Hell yeah.
A dime for a little Chico Stick.
Chico Stick.
Dude, once you put it in your mouth, it tastes just like a Butterfinger, bitch.
Hell yeah,
dude. Puerto Rican Butterfingers.
Hell yeah.
That was like a dusted joint.
Chico Stick was good as shit.
Chico Stick. Because where I went to middle school, in Haverstraw Middle School, they let the kids go out to the village of Haverstraw, which was all like Dominican Puerto Rican, right? Mm-hmm. But it was like white people would be afraid of Haverstraw. But when you were in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, you'd go out into town. There's pizzerias. Yeah, there's a video game spot. You'd play Mortal Kombat.
You were all your friends.
Give a fuck.
But it was, they just weren't You weren't as a Puerto Rican, you weren't in any danger walking down the street. Puerto Rican kids just walk down the street and have a show. It's not a fucking.
Yeah.
I guess if you were some fucking weird white guy and like there at night, it could be a problem. But it just was a Latin, very Latin community.
Yeah.
But you'd go, you'd have like a dollar,
right,
for lunch, right? And you'd fucking go and you'd get like two Chico Six for 20 cents. Yo. You'd get a quarter water. Yo. You'd get a bag of potato chips.
You're good.
You'd get five fucking Tootsie Rolls for a nickel.
Amazing.
$4, you was in. You was in for $4.
Yes. Well, I never had $4. Let's not get crazy. But maybe a dollar or two I would have. Because my mom would give me a dollar or two for lunch, and then I would go to Luis Lopez's house, and his mom would make us Dominican food every day for lunch. Delicious. Awesome. Amazing, like it's always like stewed pork or stewed chicken.
And you're fucking asleep with, in the classroom.
I'm salivating it's right amazing. Now, dude.
That sounds so good.
So fucking good. And then we take the dollar or two, we just go, we play video games and buy candy with the rest of it.
Louis starts looking more Latin as he keeps talking.
Yeah, shit was he's talking about stewed pork and chicken.
Listen, Maluma, he's preparing himself for Maluma.
Let's see if I got better. Hello, baby.
You better do something.
All right, I gotta fucking
put a Z across something, doggy.
All right, so what's your best Halloween candy, Zach? Oh. When you were a kid, what did you need in the bag?
Paydays. Still my favorite candy.
Paydays.
Butterfingers phenomenal.
I still fuck with paydays.
A payday is just peanut and caramel, right?
Caramel, but I never fuck with them when I was younger. But now I love them. Yeah, I love paydays.
Old, you know.
I like them now. Yeah,
that's my favorite. But
and now they got the chocolate payday.
You want to have a Snickers? You want to have Crackle?
Crackles. The little tiny ones.
Mr. Good Bar. Score crackles, bar. The little Twix.
A Kit Kat. A whatchamacallit. A Snickers bar. A whatchamacallit. That shit's still out there. I think it's still there. I think they only make them in like little candy size. No, I haven't seen a full-size whatchamacallit in a hot minute.
Whatchamacallit says still regular size.
Can we agree the plain Hershey's bar stinks?
The what?
The plain Hershey bar is garbage.
But Hershey had one of the coldest motherfucking commercials. Hershey is a real American chocolate bar. Yeah, they had
you see the commercial for the amusement park?
Hershey had an epic.
They had an amusement
park.
And then they
Hershey Park. That's the
Big Bad Wolf.
Pennsylvania, right?
All that shit. Yeah, it was all that with the chocolate. Instead of a teddy bear when I was little, I had a werewolf from Big Bad Wolf.
There you go.
Are you sure that wasn't Busch Gardens, though?
Tampa? That's Tampa.
It might have been Busch Gardens, Tampa. Big Bad Wolf, I think, was Busch Gardens, not Hershey Park.
I'm getting it fucked up.
You know your shit, boy.
He knows stuff.
You ain't fucking around.
Yeah, no, that was my.
Don't you kind of miss being a patriot? Don't you kind of miss like an American flag flowing behind you? Like this fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And now it has such a negative connotation.
Well, once you
Busch Gardens.
Once you grow up and then start seeing the Nation of Islam, that's when everything changes, brother.
Oh, buddy, let's go on. We're almost there. Please. This is.
What's this?
I think this is the Hershey commercial.
But watch this.
This is a Big Bad Wolf.
Oh, Big Bad Wolf.
Hey, man. That's just Evil Dead, by the way.
I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
It's a roller coaster, right? Commercial for a roller coaster.
God damn.
That's
awesome. That's like Thriller. Damn, Busch Gardens. You know your shit.
Busch Gardens.
Hey, since we're here, you want to throw that Hershey bar?
Love the Hershey's.
Hershey is an epic fucking bullshit ass chocolate bar.
I remember Godfrey. I remember you were in, was it a McDonald's commercial? Where you took a bite of a burger. And you fucking did this. I used to sell comedy club tickets, and I would sell you from your like commercial credits, doggy. I know you were the 7-Up guy, but you were also in a McDonald's commercial. Yeah, and
it's still insane to me that you were the 7-Up guy.
Dude, fucking huge smile after eating a bite of a burger, dude. I used to sell Judah Friedlander based off of the Dave Matthews video.
Yeah, every day.
I used to tell people, you know the hug guy from the Dave Matthews video? I was like, he's there tonight at the Comic Strip Live. Tonight. Judah Friedlander.
Dude, the dude that ate the burgers good. McDonald's. Hey, that's what you have.
7-Up guy?
Damn. Yo. You got Hershey? Watch this. Oh, this is beautiful. Watch this.
Hershey. Where are Tatawa? Archington.
No matter where you are, if you want delicious chocolate, there's no good. You're looking very far. Hershey is.
Look at Native Americans.
Dude, even they were like, dude, you know, we love this country.
White guilt. White guilt.
Look at that. It's the last two. They got the last two Native Americans.
The last of the Mohicans.
Last two right on the fucking.
We sold 30 acres for these chocolate bars.
Do you see how fucking epic it was? They even they addressed racial issues.
Yeah, that was an all-inclusive commercial.
They went to the Grand Canyon.
They were super insensitive to these American Indians.
What did you just say with the Asian girl? You're so fucked up. What did you do?
I don't even know.
You said, "Oh, dude,
started making noises."
oh, Hershey bar, America chocolate bar.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up.
That's what he went for right away.
That was the first one up.
That was progressive.
That was the first lady up. She was an English girl.
That was for 1982. That was extremely progressive.
That's very progressive.
Yeah, that was like before we even had fucking inclusion.
But you know what's fucked up? The little black kid in the baseball team had to run by real fast. You didn't really see his face.
Yeah, he gave the catcher.
They didn't do that. They did every color but us.
Stole the base and everything.
I don't like that.
They didn't have a black person in this entire
not one. The Hershey bar was black. That's as far as
because they would have bit their hands by accident.
You fuck.
Yeah, but now. Yeah. We left them out. We didn't want them. You fucking jackass. Zach is such a jackass. They would have bit their fingers off, little black fingers with
God damn.
What happened with Kevin Gates? He's a rapper.
He spit in some girl's mouth on stage, right?
Spit in the girl's mouth.
What the fuck?
The fans are letting him spit in their mouth. The girls are fucking crazy. Now, watch.
Wait, is it that?
Yeah, this bitch let him spit in her mouth. I saw the video.
Well, she let him.
She let him. She got the bodysuit on. She got the aunt body.
Did he ask her if I can spit in your mouth?
That's disgusting.
She got an aunt body, too. A little auntie.
You never have a girl spit in your mouth, Godfrey?
I spit in a girl's mouth once or twice.
I've had girls ask me to spit in their mouths.
I've had that once or twice.
Yeah.
Some of these girls are pretty nasty, bro.
Oh, that dude. Oh, yeah. He's
out. Look, turned up.
Oh, she said it.
Yo.
She said she's let him.
Doggy, this bitch.
She let him.
What a pig.
Yeah,
she loved it. What a pig.
That's disgusting.
Honestly, not for nothing, it was kind of hot. After I just watched
listen to how the chick sound in the crowd.
She's all horned up. Look at her. She loves it. She's rubbing herself, doggy.
She wants it.
This bitch loved his spit.
But why are they getting mad at that? He said, would you...
I don't know. I think it's just I don't know if they're mad. Eat your mic a little.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know if people are mad. It's almost just like a viral thing. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's Kevin
Gates. Remember when that girl pissed on that guy's face?
Yes.
Sophia Urista.
Yeah.
I started following her after that. I was like, damn, dog, I love you. That shit was wild. Did she piss? Pull that shit up.
She stood over and stood over.
And she was like, I gotta pee. And she's like, can I piss in somebody's mouth? Some guy's like,
yeah.
I'm a freak. I could get there.
You guys do some fucked up.
I don't.
Hey, the skanks, man.
I've never had a girl piss in my mouth, but
that's the least of the skanks, dude.
I would let my girl piss in my mouth. Babe,
she bad.
Babe,
she bad.
Babe, just so you know, if you wanted to piss in my mouth,
I'd let you do it. Don't even stink.
I found it, but it's censored.
It's delightful.
I bet it's Capri Sun.
It's like it's
something.
Let's see.
Fresh squeeze.
Damn. Yeah, that's that singer.
So, are you thirsty?
Damn.
Oh. Oh
my God. Like
so much.
That's,
so much.
That's horse piss.
Yeah, it's like the way a horse
pees. She's pissing like a horse.
She's pissing like a horse.
She drowning that nigga. He getting waterboarded.
What did she drink?
Oh.
That was an enema.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot,
dog.
Doggy.
She had a fat ass, dog.
She's kind of a lesbian.
She had an ass, dog.
She's a lesbian.
But she had a fat butt,
she's had a baby,
though.
Too. She's had a baby.
But she had a fat butt, though.
She's a lesbian, and she... Man.
But she had a fat butt, though.
Yeah, that was all the juice coming out of ass.
That shit
no piss play in your life,
nigga.
Godfrey.
What?
No piss play in your life.
No.
Never pissed on chick.
No. Maybe if she asked me. I pee on her, but I don't want to.
You have pissed on her.
No, I haven't. But I wouldn't want somebody peeing on me. Fuck that.
No.
I'm like blue collar sex, man. I do the regular shit.
Oh, you're traditional guy.
Just normal.
Go get me a sandwich.
It's very romantic.
Go get me a sandwich.
I'm like James from Good Times.
Yeah.
Type sex. Florida, baby. I'm just trying to hit. That's it. Keeping your head above water.
Yeah.
Typically, I don't want a girl to spit in my mouth, but I guess in the moment, if it was like, I could get there. A hot enough girl, if she had drank like a syrupy drink, like where she could like do that like slurpy thing.
I don't know what it is.
Like just make it touch my tongue and slurp it back into her mouth.
Oh, like a Big Daddy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know.
I haven't done that in a long time.
What?
I haven't done like a slurpy spit thing where you try to like let it go down and then slurp it all the way up. I used to be able to get down to like my fucking knees, doggy.
Gross.
Gross.
You were five. I get it.
You eating your boogers too? You
know, body fluid tricks we did when we were little. Remember you tried to pee as far? How far can you pee?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'd be out the bathroom door.
Yeah, you're like this. You're like this. You try to angle. You try to arc it. Yeah, you don't do that because you're fucking
adults,
grown.
Man. Adult.
Yeah.
Let's see. California rolls out a brand new ebony alert system.
Oh no!
To find missing kids and young adults of color.
Ebony alert.
Ebony alert.
Why do you call it ebony alert?
But why do you call it
ebony alert? Ebony alert?
Why do we need to racially segregate the
Amber Because
alerts?
They don't really search for black
they
kids.
They don't search
that's
for black
why. So we got to go, ebony alert, ebony
you
alert,
well make it a
black
Hershey.
Kid missing, black kid missing.
But what did you, hold
not
on.
A white girl,
it's the opposite.
Not a white girl. Ebony.
If you say it's an Amber
they
alert,
voice,
they're going to look.
Eddie Murphy, 80s boy. Man, black kid missing, man.
Yeah.
We missing, man.
Yeah.
We missing, man.
Yeah.
We missing, man.
Yeah.
Find us, man.
Can you dig it?
Not a white kid. A black kid missing, man. find the motherfucker, man.
That's it. Comes on in your phone. Instead of the normal Amber
it's
alert.
Like a sign the motherfucker. Hey, man, black kids is missing, man. Missing, man. Find them, man. So,
but if it's an Amber alert, aren't people looking more for that child?
No, it's,
now, if I know it's an ebony alert, I'm like, okay, guys, it's okay. It's just an ebony alert.
Yeah, it's an ebony alert.
Right? Isn't that the opposite out. Mentality?
No, that's all. But they just want at least to be recognized. Right. Maybe there ebony might be a alert. White person going, you know what? Fuck it. You never know.
Yeah.
There's always that white person that goes, you know what? Fuck that.
You should do an ebony alert.
Are they not? Are they not searching for black kids that are missing? Is that true?
They're not. Hell no.
That's what they're saying. They're also saying that as part of the rules to be part of an Amber alert, runaways aren't included in that. And they said most of the time when black kids go missing, they count it as runaways. And so they don't set out
slaves.
Amber alerts.
Damn.
So slaves. Now they will with
they
the ebony.
What? They're free.
They're, yeah, a bitch.
What? Let them go.
It's fucked up.
Runaways.
And the race thing is a big deal because people like if it's a white kid. You know, like Patrice O'Neal and like the elephant.
Yeah, if it's
remember
a precious
that?
White woman.
When he said if it's a white woman missing.
Great.
Vandersloot.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Yuri?
Vandersloot. What was the one?
Natalie Holloway.
What was the Latin girl that was missing? Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey,
that is great. Vandersloot.
You talking about the football player they lost? They stood on the shore like this.
Like we can't
no.
find
no. no. Patrice went. They looked for them for 8 minutes, maybe. They just went to the. There's too much sun. Nick? When he said it's too much sun, the sun is abnormally.
He's like, you better have one with an UGG boot.
Yeah. He's like, if I go sailing, I'm going to strap a white baby to my chest.
I'm going to have a white baby on a keychain. With UGG boots.
With UGG, but so that's why they have to be that bold with it. You know, they probably do it for Latin kids. They're going to have, right? What are they going to have to have?
Maluma alert,
Maluma, Maluma, Maluma,
Chico stick,
taco alert, taco alert, burrito. Orale, orale, vato, orale, another missing kid.
Jenna, is her
Hector, he is gone. Hit the alarm.
It's all racist. It's all racist. Shannon, is there a different sound? For the ebony alert.
I'm actually not even sure that this goes to cell phones yet. This like lets all police departments know.
It only goes to Boost Mobile pagers.
Did I just get beeped?
Yeah.
They flip like birds flipping pigeons.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
What
goddamn. Oh, it's a black kid missing.
Goddamn.
So apparently.
What are you talking about?
Apparently there's a video of this, Shannon. Female frogs. They fake their own death to get out of sex. It's the thing that's happening.
Female frogs?
In the frog community, yeah. Wow. Can we see this, Shannon?
Yeah. So you got it. It's the top left is Wait, where you're going to see it happen.
A frog. Let's
see. So right here, he's trying.
He's trying to bang.
And then so you're going to see which, in a second.
Where are we?
Right up here.
All right.
He's trying.
Where's the girl at?
Dougie.
Under him.
Oh, look at that.
You're going to see in a second.
If I'm trying to fuck and then I just find out in the middle of it that the girl's dead, I'm going to get it in. And then.
Necrophilia.
Yeah, she's still warm. It's fine.
Dang. Wait.
Dang, he's trying to.
And it's hard to. It's a weird.
Yeah, it is a weird thing.
The fact that they have time for this shit.
I'm going to skip forward a little just so you can see like her fake dead body.
Oh, she's right. Just fucking.
No, I think he fucked the shit out of her.
And I'll skip forward to the end.
He fucked the shit out of her.
So then when he goes away, she fucking gets up?
Yeah, it's actually when another frog jumps in there is when she starts moving again.
Yeah.
issues.
Yeah, I've had a couple. I've had a couple girls fake their own deaths to get out of fucking me.
Yeah,
I don't fall for their shit though.
Right,
you just keep going.
You just keep going. Keep it moving, baby. Just keep it moving. You just sit right.
Sometimes me and my girl do role play like that, where she's like, "Just pretend I'm a passed out girl at a party. I'm just gonna lie here and not even look at you." I'm like, okay,
and I'm gonna pretend to call the cops.
And I'm like, yeah, babe, I'm going to pretend this doesn't turn me on.
Right. The fact that we live in a world where one of the last podcasts on the left guys had to leave the show and you get to roam the earth.
Why did he have to leave the show?
What? It's fucking a nightmare.
It was Ben Kissel?
Yeah.
What happened?
There were domestic assault allegations.
No, there's allegations that he's a meanie.
Ben Kissel?
That he's mean?
Yeah, that his ex-chick said stuff like that he called her mean names when he was drunk.
And they kicked him off his podcast? Whatever happened
his fucking
he's
empire.
In rehab, I think.
He had to go to rehab and everything. Poor bastard.
Wow. It's just so funny. I get it. It's a business. But it's like, look, Dougie, if you do a podcast with somebody for 12, 13 years, those guys have been podcasting for that long, you know all your fucking dark, dirty little secrets. Mm-hmm. You know the worst shit your boys did. You know the best shit your boys did, right? Mm-hmm. Being mean to your girlfriend, it just doesn't register. So shut the fuck up. Have some loyalty for your boys. What the fuck?
Like that thing, though. They live by that fucking sword. That's
but I don't care. Yeah, but you know what? You can still have integrity.
Loyalty.
You still have loyalty, and you can still land. You can still get ahead in this business. You can get ahead in this career by having those things. You don't have to be fucking soulless. The way that people just sell out their boys like that, and I don't know the details, so maybe I don't really know. The only thing I know about last thing I know about those was I fucked another comedian in a pile of their T-shirts.
That's what made me think of it when you were talking about the passed out girl.
Yeah, dude. I fucked another comedian in a pile of their T-shirts, and I used their T-shirt to wipe up their cum, and then they sold it to a fan. So one of their fans have my cum.
Wow.
That's a fact.
At least one.
That's a fact.
Wow.
So, but more power to them. But they're huge podcasts. Well, I was watching a movie.
Was it a podcast called?
Last Podcast on the Left. It's like a horror podcast. I was watching a movie with my girl the other day.
Was it Scream 6?
Yes. And there's a poster.
Yeah, there are posters in the guy's room.
In the guy's bedroom. It's fucking wild. I'm like, holy shit. And then Doja Cat was wearing a Sam Hyde T-shirt.
Yeah.
Which is wild. Sam Hyde's a comic who he was essentially canceled. He created he had a show on Adult Swim called Million Dollar Extreme. It was a pretty popular show. And he essentially, I don't even know the details of his quote unquote cancellation, but people call him a Nazi the same way they call me a Nazi or fucking these other guys, right? But Doja Cat was just, I guess she's a fan of his. Apparently Doja Cat used to be in like a lot of like Reddit groups and a lot of fucking like, you know, 4chan type shit. And she's just like into like, so she was wearing a Sam Hyde shirt and she posted a picture on her Instagram.
They gave her a lot
and then,
of shit.
Yeah, people were like, you're fucking supporting a Nazi, this, that, the other. He was just as gangfest. Sam Hyde was just as gangfest. It's fucking crazy.
That's bananas.
That's bonkers, dude.
She's nuts anyway.
I want Doja Cat to wear a Legion of Skank shirt so badly.
Fuck, maybe it'll happen. Will.
Doja, you watching, bitch?
Watch.
You watching?
Because I know one of my homies used to fuck and she likes white guys.
She likes white guys.
She don't like black dudes.
Damn. Or even though she's half South African. Her father's a famous South African
But she'll
actor,
say some really. Shit about us.
Dancer.
Man.
Yeah, she'll talk shit about us.
Yeah, she's a wild one.
She's one of them biracial sellouts.
Yeah, she's a fucking, she's a wild one. I think she likes being controversial.
Well, when her career goes down, she'll be back.
All right, we're done. We got to wrap this one back. You guys are the fucking best. Love you guys. Go support Derek Gaines, Godfrey, and everything that they do. Both their shows here on the Gas Digital Network. Make sure you guys subscribe to all those shows. And we will be back on Friday with their exclusive episode right here on Gas Digital. Thank you. Good night.
Peace.
That's all, folks.